You don't need to close your eyes to imagine what it's like on one of Mike Ojard's 2,500 horsepower, 100-foot-long ice-breaking tugs in the Duluth Superior Harbor. The ice is already 6 to 18 inches thick.
If you can imagine dragging a bunch of 5-gallon steel buckets through a rock pile continually, that's what the sound is like. And the shaking and the banging, and you got a tugboat that weighs 600 ton, and you're stopped just instantly, or you're shot from one side to the other.
He says one of his tugs even broke a rudder in the ice. Coast Guard icebreakers and cutters Mackinac and Biscayne Bay are working with Canadian cutters at the St. Mary's River, a bottleneck where boats connect to Lake Superior. The ice has brought a few 1,000-foot-long supercarriers to a standstill. Matthew Anderson is with the Coast Guard at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
We've had a few that have gotten hung up in the turns. When they're trying to make a turn, there's not room for their stern to come around in the ice. And we've had icebreakers working in the lower river for the last few days.
Meanwhile, Ojard, who's been in the business for a few decades, says this just doesn't happen this early.
There's ice in the lake. When have you seen that at the first part of December?
When?
Yeah, when? I can't remember this early.
No more Arctic blasts are in the immediate forecast, but temperatures are expected to remain below freezing. While the St. Lawrence Seaway closes for the season on Christmas, the Great Lakes shipping season continues for another month. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.